by 0.3% at the end of last year, though the Chancellor says it's not a surprise while interest rates are high. There's pressure from tax experts and the Bank of England to lower them. Now inflation's more manageable. Some business owners in Southampton are feeling the squeeze.
There's no weekly customers as much anymore.
There is certainly a noticeable difference between now and, say, 2018.
You have to put your prices up just to keep your margins intact in some way if your costs go up.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say they've launched missiles at a British vessel in the Gulf of Aden. The group's been targeting those it sees as supporting Israel. Half of the 21 injured victims of a shooting at the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City are children. Two youths are also among the three suspects detained. The Unison Union says NHS trusts mustn't lose sight of the way staff are treated after a report found bullying and sexual harassment is deeply rooted across England. It concluded some complainants are met with scepticism and recommendations have been made, including to do more to allow whistleblowing. Nicole, whose identity we're protecting, claims a colleague who sent her explicit videos got a promotion.
I hate bumping into him at work. Obviously, I feel really uncomfortable, and there's been a couple of times where we've actually been crewed together, and when I've said to management, you know, I'm just not working with him, they've said, well, it's not a playground, you don't just get to pick and choose.
The NHS says it's already taken steps to improve. Roy Hodgson's in hospital having tests after he was taken ill. Earlier there were rumours about his future as Crystal Palace boss. And Paris Saint-Germain player Kylian Mbappe has told the club he's leaving this summer. He's been linked with a move to Real Madrid. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Going for a slightly quieter start to the show than normal, just to keep me on my toes, keep you on your toes, and see how we go. We go something like this.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 on this Thursday night. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper.
My friend and me, looking through her red box of memories, faded, I'm sure, but love seems to stick in her veins, you know. Yes, this love that you wanted don't sound like no song.
Sound like no sonnet, my love.
Verve, taken from the album Urban Hymns. That was the 1998 single. Sonnet, the band didn't want to release another single, so insisted that the version that was released wasn't actually eligible for the charts. So they released it on 4 12-inch records. Listen minute to just 5,000 copies, and sure enough, it was not eligible. But it still went to the charts on imports. There you go. So you can't keep a good band down, or you can't keep a good song like that out of the charts, even though the band wanted to, so to speak. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Gareth Williams. A trawl through indie and alternative from the 60s onwards. We've got new music, old music, and in between tonight. Just been added to the Phoenix FM A-list. First played this a few weeks back. This is Alias Kid and Shot Through.
Yeah. another planet, another girl, another pipe.
Essence, and this feeling. I'm going to play that for the lead singer himself. James announced the other day that it's been discovered he had a brain tumour. It's been operated on successfully, thankfully. He's had to cancel the dates that he was doing as lead singer of The Humanist, but the Pure Essence gig at Albert Hall in Manchester on the Saturday, the 29th of June, is still going ahead. James actually said the Pure Essence gigs will be going ahead, so I await with bated breath to see if there are going to to be more announced. But yes, wishing you all the best with your recovery. Before that, Another Girl, Another Planet from The Only Ones, taken from their self-titled album, that came out as a single back in 1978. And before that, we started off with Alias Kid and Shot Through from the radio Phoenix FM. A-list, as I said, just been updated this week. Radio X have also put them on the playlist, so you know, Radio X copying us, really, is what I like to say. They might have put it on there first, but we've been playing it for a while, so let's claim it. Another addition to the Phoenix FM A-list is this from a Mr. Frank Turner.
Some people are just gonna hate you, no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone's shit.
Refugees as a and call my mental ever fairy story and Always soaking guns and knives in Balamori. Yes!
First up there, Frank Turner, taken from his forthcoming 10th album, Undefeated. That's the opening track, Do One, and the first single to be released from it. You then heard Chroma from Wales, played that a couple of times now, really like it. Album Ask for Angela has been released on Alcopop Records. They've announced a tour. I mean, they're supporting the Foo Fighters in Manchester later in the year, but they've also announced a tour across the country, including a headline gig at the Electric Ballroom on the 16th of November. And I don't think I'm misreading it. It looks like Goldie Looking Chains are supporting, which is a little bit surprising, I would say. But yes, Chroma, we like that a lot.
I can see a difference over me. There's something that has happened, no more cold defeat. There's another dawning, a tremor where we stood. They said I would never, I said that I would. So callous and so cruel. Never meant to make you worry. Never meant to act the fool. But there's another dawning, another tremor where we stood. When they said that I would never, you said that I would.
Say we don't know enough, I know enough, I
Vivaphonic there. They're coming over to London next month, Tuesday the 19th of March. They're playing the O2 Academy Islington. They released their latest album, Hidden Stories, back in 2021, returning to the original singer. And before that, Prides, who are not, they don't appear to be an ongoing concern anymore. Though Stuart from the band does post stuff every now and then. That's from the album, The Way Back Up, was Higher Love, one of my favourite tracks from that. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's 8:30 on this Thursday, the 15th of February, and this is brand new music from Gaffer Tape Sandy. album Elevator, that was Hot Hot Heat, and the 2005 single Middle of Nowhere. The band have now split up. I think it's been a while now, actually. I've played them over the years. 2016 was the last album, the self-titled album that came out, and that was the last one. And the last single was also 2016, which would kind of suggest that they... and I've just looked on here... the band they got back together in 2023, announced it in November last year, and then on January the 26th this year, they've decided that they that they couldn't go ahead with it after all. So they reformed and then they decided against it. There you go. Before that, brand new music from the excellent Gaffer Tape Sandy, taken from their forthcoming album, Hold My Hand, Damn It. That is the brand new single, also on Alcopop Records, a couple on Alcopop tonight. That's Scrapbook. The band have announced a tour in the UK. They're playing at the Boston Music Room. Which is, or the Dome, I'm a bit confused. I think it's where the Dome is in Tufnell Park, anyway, on the 3rd of October, if you fancy going to see them. I'm very, very tempted for that. Good stuff. Right, let's have some more new music. This is Gene. shouted there, Jean, J-E-E-N, and taken from her brand new album that came out earlier this month. That's the latest single, So What? The album is called Gold Control, and you can get it on Bandcamp and other such places like that. Jean hailing from Toronto. And then you heard Band of Horses, taken from their 2022 album Things Are Great, last album the band released. That was Lights, a single in the January of that year. 8:48 on this Thursday night. How are we? Are we doing all right? I hope so. I hope you're enjoying the music. Still quite a bit of new music to come. We've got some stuff going back a bit. We've got brand new One of Dice coming up. Please say that's on at the Phoenix of her mailist. Now, though, another track that's made it onto the Phoenix of her mailist. There's a few tonight on there, actually. Got Me All Wrong is the latest single from Killer Style, and it sounds like this. Fleming and James Sedge, vocals and drums, and then the rest of the band are made up of ex-David Bowie alumni, Mike Garson, Earl Slick, Alan Dorsey, to name but a few that have been working with them. They're playing the 100 Club later this year. I can't remember when it is. They're playing the 100 Club within the next month or two. And they've confirmed that Mike Garson, one of Bowie's longest collaborators, most regular collaborators, longest collaborators, doesn't sound right at all, does it? But he will be on stage with them playing piano, and I would guess that was him on piano in that song. Yeah, on the Phoenix FM A-list now.
shot is all it takes to make it. But I've been running so fast, I missed the chance to take it.